All right, morning, everybody. My name is Miles Clark. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Happy Friday. Always nice to be able to say that one. In terms of performance over the last 24 hours, mostly negative day across the board. Gold falling nearly 2.5%. Crude oil there are off around 1.66%. So a commodity focused decline yesterday. Emerging markets there rounding out our bottom three. Towards the upside there, not many names in positive territory. The US dollar was one of them, up just over 0.5%. We'll get that chart in just a moment. The NASDAQ composite and TLT pretty much flat for the day. Speaking of the US dollar, really it's still a negative chart here, but we did see enough action to continue higher in our respective column of X's to a chart reading of 99.50. With that said, though, we still remain on a string of four consecutive sell signals and well within a negative trend. Also coming up to a big point of resistance and old support where we've kind of petered out before. So point being here, this would be a spot where we would likely kind of see a notable decline or maybe a big point of resistance here for the greenback. Of course, declining dollars are going to be good for or a tailwind typically for international equities there. Okay, on the domestic front here, just a couple of charts to take a notice of. The first is going to be a participation indicator, TWSPX, which measures the percentage of those S&P 500 stocks trading above their 10-week or 50-day moving average. This one reversed back down into a column of O's to a chart rating of 50%. So said otherwise, now just one out of every two S&P 500 stocks trading above their 50-day. This is a big point. We don't typically think about support and resistance for these participation indicators like we do for regular P&F charts. The point being here is we've now come to this point now three times over the last kind of course of the late summer into early fall. And the really big elephant in the room here is that we have been unable to really get back up to those 2025 highs. So that near-term participation kind of continuing to wane, but we haven't seen that yet take hold on the intermediate and long-term front. We look at the other indicators. So again, this is definitely something to keep in the back of your mind if we see that follow through. Right now, I just wanted to make sure you all were aware of it in the near term. Next, the Dow Jones reversed back down into a column of those. Won't spend too long here. Remain on a string of four consecutive buy signals, well within a positive trend. Let's watch support there at 45,800 there for the Dow. Next, gold reversed back down. I mentioned it as one of the biggest losers yesterday, off nearly 2.5%. We are way, 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 way overbought. So getting a reversal back down here makes a lot of sense. Looking towards on constructive moves, kind of falling back down to that 3890 range. Let's just go ahead and call it 3900. Could act as a point of support in the near term. From there, the top of the trading band's all the way down there at 3760. So we do have a ways to go before we're quote normalized here. But point is that we've seen this kind of gold continue to run in our face in 2025. So let's watch that 3900 mark as a point of support in the near term. Next, want to bring up a stock for you, O'Reilly Automotive. There, ORLY. It's a four for fiver, up 26% so far this year, posting that sell signal of the shakeout pattern. Shakeouts are bullish here. Action point for O'Reilly here would be on a three box reversal at 106. The point is, if you want an actionable stock within that space, you could look for that reversal. Otherwise, if you're a bit more defensive, let's wait and see how we react around this range of old resistance in between 95 and 97 here on our default chart. But again, if you're more offensive or more risk on here, let's kind of take this action point on O'Reilly at this point. Next, I do want to mention Fun Friday, where I talk you through different parts of the platform. This one's kind of fun. I found this one just the other day, so you can teach an old dog new tricks here. We are on a custom model preview. So I went through, created a blend of the model. It doesn't matter, but this is a 33% 33% blue chip, 33% large cap growth, 33% NDX model. Obviously does pretty well over the course of the back test. The point being, let's just say, hey, we want to actually compare this model to something else other than the S&P 500. And maybe we want to change the start date without going through creating a whole new preview, doing all that stuff, which we could do with this exit preview button. But if you click on this edit performance chart parameters at the top of the page, you can change your benchmark. So let's say, okay, well, we actually want to take a look at it against the NASDAQ 100. We can also throw in an additional benchmark if we like something different than what we've got. We can change our starting value. And let's just say that we don't want to look at it since 1993. We want to look at it since 2003 or really 2004. And we can hit update graph. It's going to be much quicker for you rather than going through and creating the whole new preview. So again, just trying to save you all time. If you actually just want to do something small, it's going to be the exact same model against now new benchmarks with a new starting date. You won't have to create a whole new preview or anything like that. All of the metrics are still going to be the same. This is really just for the visual of it. So if you wanted to create again new kind of comparative metrics there as you kind of look at the rest of the preview, you'll have to go through and create said preview. But for this, just to change that view, this is a good save time saver. All right, that'll do it for me here. Hope everyone has a nice weekend, a safe weekend, and we'll be back again on Monday.